Welcome. Look, we're back. We're back in the regular thingy, studio. No green screen this week. So that's exciting, right? It's exciting for everybody. Looks a little different. I have a new table now, so it's a little shorter. So maybe our set looks a little different. But yeah, we're back in in regular biz. Regular business. I'm still gonna do green screen thingies and episodes and whatnot, but today I felt like doing this. And today we're just going with the flow. It's Saturday. I don't usually record episodes on Saturdays, but I felt like doing it today because it was a crazy week. And there's some stuff to talk about, as there always is. There's always things to talk about. It feels like the longest week of all time. I have some exciting stuff happening in my life right now. Some very exciting things. But have you guys been reading the news about what happened last week with the stock market and all that shenanigans? If you haven't, you know what I'm going to say. So I'm not going to even say it. But for those of you who do live under a rock, the stock market had quite the week this week, quite the exciting week where the GameStop stock went all the way up to, I think, $400 at one point. It's kind of tanked since then, but it's crazy news and we need to talk about it because it's pretty revolutionary what's happening in the current state of the world. It's kind of a revolution. It's war, to be honest. Go read up on it. I'm not going to explain the whole thing because it's too complicated and I don't feel like explaining it. And I don't feel confident that I would have, that I'd be explaining it well anyways. So go read about it where you can actually hear about how a smart person thinks about what's going on with it. But essentially the stock price of GameStop was at about $20, something like that. And a bunch of people on Reddit got together and spiked the price up in a crowdsourcing type of way. And the Robinhood app did not like that. So they tried blocking it. They tried restricting shares. So people start going to other stocks, AMC, Nokia, BlackBerry. And they tried spiking those. And then Robinhood blocked those too. Because the reason why is because these hedge fund billionaires are losing lots of money because they are – essentially, for stupid man terms, and the way I understand it, is they make money by betting that the stock is going to go down, essentially. You borrow stocks, you wait for the stock to go down, you buy them back, wait for the stock to go back up, and you make millions of dollars in hedge funds. I don't know what I'm talking about. And that's why I'm asking you to go look this up for yourself, because you're going to have a better idea of what's going on than I am by just reading it. I'm not a smart person. I don't know how to explain stocks to you. I invest a little bit, but not a lot. And what happened with this thing was very complicated, and I cannot articulate it to you in a way that you're going to understand because I am a moron. So all you have to know is Robinhood restricted trading on these stocks, AMC, Nokia, BlackBerry, GameStop. And that's not legal. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. The billionaires start losing money, so they just move the goalposts. They just change the rules. Because the common man started rising up and said, hey, we're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. And people started making a lot of money. I think the guy who led the charge has been looking at the stock for GameStop for years and years. And by years and years, I mean 2 years. He's been looking at it since 2019. He's been trying to get people on the subreddit Wall Street Bets to invest on this with him so the billionaires lose money and they can make money. And I think he invested something like $53,000. And at the highest point of the stock, he was his equity was like $42 million or something absurd. Like there were people that poured their whole life savings into this to get to shoot up. And it's still up high. I think it's still in the 200s. I mean, if we check right now, GameStop stock – no, it's at 325. Holy shit, that is so high. And it goes from it went from $17.69 on January 8th all the way up to 347 on the 27th. And they restricted and it went down for yesterday or 2 days ago when you couldn't trade at all. And now it's back up and people are trading and they allowed more trading going on. But it's fucked up crazy shit. It tells you how rigged the system actually is when all these fucking cronies – yeah, I don't know if that's the right word to use in New York. Their buddies start losing money and they restrict it and go, that's not how this works. We run the system. Only we can make money. you can't make money. You can't band together on Reddit to drive the stock price up so you guys can make money. That's market manipulation. Oh, really, dude? Really? Because you guys do that type of shit all the fucking time. It's totally legal for people to all buy the stock. We're allowed to do what we want with our money. And I'm sad to say I don't have any stock in GameStop. I jumped on the train too late. I did see this happening about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I saw it on Reddit. I'm in the subreddit Wall Street Bets, and I'd seen that people were talking about this, and I just kind of ignored it. I was busy at the time. I had other things going on 2 weeks ago, which maybe we'll talk about later. But I didn't get on that train, but I did get on the AMC train. See, GameStop's going to go back down, I think, at some point. I don't think it's going to stay there forever. Who knows? I don't know enough about the stock market. But the AMC one I did buy because I'm like, look, AMC is going to come back up at some point anyways. I bought it like $10 or $12, something like that. And that's definitely that originally 5 years ago, that was at like 32. The only reason why it dropped so much was because of Corona time. But that'll go back up eventually. Movie theaters aren't going to go anywhere. I don't think AMC is going to go bankrupt. At least I hope not. Cross my fingers. Okay, cross my fingers, guys. I'm crossing them. They're crossed. So I bought AMC, I bought BlackBerry, that was stupid, I bought Nokia, but I didn't spend that much money, so I wasn't investing my life savings or anything, but I wanted to jump in on the hype, I wanted to jump in, I wanted to be a part of something, it's fun, I have money to play around with, because I'm rich as fuck, and I can do whatever I want, and I want to play with my money, and throw it into some fucking stocks, and see what happens, gamble a little bit. I have some smart investments going on, I have some good stocks, but, I wanted to jump in on the hype because it's fun and I love the internet. And if I know one thing, it's don't bet against the internet. If these billionaires are telling you you can't buy stock here, guess what people are going to do? They're going to do, it's the Streisand effect. Look it up. It has the opposite effect of what you want to do. And the internet is so powerful and the power of people on the internet is incredible. And that's why this is so fascinating to me, is because this is going to change the way things operate on Wall Street probably forever. And if you don't think that's crazy, get out of my face. And then that brought up another thing, which is people started, once they restricted AMC, buying AMC, GameStop, and Nokia, everyone said, hey, let's go to cryptocurrency. You can't restrict that. Or at least they thought. So everyone started buying Dogecoin. And Dogecoin, I probably can explain a little bit better. That one was started in 2013, I think. So it was a cryptocurrency when Bitcoin and stuff was all kind of taking off. These guys started a meme cryptocurrency that's like just fun. And it's from the Doge meme, which is that Shiba Inu dog, whatever those are called, Shiba Inus. I don't know. Thomas Kruger, if you're listening, you have one of those dogs, I think. But it became a meme back in 2013, and it's super cheap. It was at like less than a cent about a month ago. And I jumped in. I bought a bunch of, you spend $100, you get like 10,000 shares or whatever it is. So who cares? You know, I'll throw some money in that. And so that's what everyone started doing. And so now that one's skyrocketing. But the funny thing is the Robinhood app started restricting that too for some reason. And so now it's tanking again. And so have I lost some money on it? Yup. Yup, I have. But it's fun. It's gambling. That's what cryptocurrencies are. They're really volatile, whatever. I can always get that word screwed up in my head. Sorry. But it's easy. It's affordable and easy. So whatever. If you want to, and this is not investment advice, but if you want to go buy Dogecoin and have some fun, go. You're allowed to do that. It's been fun watching it the last couple of days. And that's what I've been obsessed with. It's been a very interesting week. And I think a lot of people who... weren't investing in the stock market before are now investing in stock market stuff. And I've just been all on the Dogecoin train because that's what's fun to me. It's fun to watch the madness. It's fun to watch the craziness. It's fun to see this shit happen online. I love online shenanigans. And that's exactly what this is. I'm Matt Thomas, CBS News, Channel 7. And so that's the report on what's happening in Wall Street. And I love it, by the way. I love madness. I love craziness. I love good old-fashioned fun, which is what this is. It's the rich people versus everyone else. And it's fucking fascinating because it's something you can talk about with anyone anytime now. Unless you don't know about it, unless you're living under a rock, which I hope you're not. I hope maybe you've researched this a little bit and know about what I'm talking about at this point. And if you don't, that's fine. So that's what's happening in the world right now. And it's interesting to talk about. It's interesting to watch. I'm going to keep you guys updated on what's happening. Hopefully we keep going up. Let's see what Dogecoin's at right now. I think it made it all the way up to 8 cents, which I was up a lot at that point because I invested a lot, like 2 cents, 1 cent, 2 cents. Red fish, blue fish, orange fish, blue fish, red fish, blue fish. Oh, we're back down again. I'm holding it, though. I'm going down with the ship. If I lose all my money, so be it. That's just the way it's got to go. But enough about that stuff. You're probably bored out of your mind at this point, and that's fine. And that's fine. Everything's fine. Have you checked out my hottest presidents thing yet on TikTok? If not, go to my Instagram page because I'm posting them every day. We're going through more presidents and how hot they are. And I've screwed up a couple ratings already. I screwed up George Washington. I screwed up John Adams. I hadn't gotten the flow of it yet. I hadn't done a full comprehensive review of all these other hot, hunky, delicious cream lord presidents. But I'm getting the hang of it now. And they're doing well on TikTok. And they're doing well on Instagram. And that's who I am now. A lot of content coming out for you guys soon because I care about you. In the news also recently... this came out yesterday, and it's not that surprising, I don't think, but Subway just got sued. They had a lawsuit brought against them because they allegedly there's no tuna in Subway's tuna salad. It's apparently, and this is what's in the lawsuit, Subway bills as tuna is actually a mixture of various concoctions that do not constitute tuna, or as my girlfriend would say, tuna, yet have been blended together by defendants to imitate the appearance of tuna, according to the complaint. Filed last week in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California on behalf of two California residents, Karen, of course her name's Karen, and Nalima. The lawsuit contends the two were tricked into buying food items that wholly lacked the ingredients they reasonably thought were purchasing. This was interesting. See, this is like what McDonald's one with the hot. Coffee's too hot. Hey, coffee's too hot. That one. The lady got third-degree burns. It's kind of similar to that. So they're conducting tests. And that's fine. And everything's just fine today, by the way. I don't know if you noticed. I've said that 80 times already. But it says, according to the company's website, the tuna salad in the chain sandwiches is made with flaked tuna in brine, mayonnaise, and a protecting additive. I think I've had tuna from Subway maybe once in my life. You want to know why? Hey, can you guess why? Because getting tuna at Subway is fucking gross. Have you seen it? Have you seen the tuna at Subway? Have you seen the regular meats at Subway? Have you seen the steak? Because that's not steak. That's like, I don't know, bat shavings. I don't know what it is. Uh-oh. I just got a thingy. Oh. Oh, boy. Sorry. Hey, sorry. Hey, thanks for ruining my train of thought. I'm so popular. So tuna, so don't buy that. Why are you buying tuna at Subway? If you're buying tuna at Subway, you have bigger issues than if it's real or not. Do you think the steak from the steak, egg, and cheese bagel at McDonald's is real steak? Because it's probably not. Oh, you think the McRib is actually pork and not 90% other bullshit? And this is very entrepreneurial or capitalist of these people to do that. And I'm fine with that. If you want to make a buck from a big corporation, that's kind of the theme of the show today. Making big bucks from the man. You're sticking it to the man, I suppose. And I'm fine with you filing the lawsuit. But it's just funny because the whole principle behind it is you thought that you were actually eating tuna at Subway. And it probably will come out there. I'm sure there's some tuna in there. But who gives a fuck? You're eating tuna at Subway. I'm pretty sure. Wasn't it the Subway that had their bread was it had it's first of all, it's loaded with sugar and there's an ingredient in it that's used to make like yoga mats or something. I swear to God, that's true. Let me see if It's maybe it's not yoga mats. Bread at Subway ingredients yoga mats. I don't know what I'm typing in. The ingredient azodicarbonamide is approved by the FDA for use as a bleaching agent and dough conditioner. This is in 2014. It was in yoga mat. It was made in yoga mats. The ingredient dubbed the yoga mat chemical will be entirely phased out of the bread next week. And this was in 2014. So they don't have good ingredients, but we knew this. Have you ever eaten at Subway and gone, oh, I'm glad I ate that. Hey, I'm glad I had a meatball sub from Subway. I feel chipper as a goose. I want to run around town now because I had an Italian, a spicy Italian BMT from Subway with extra pepperoni, and I feel great. That's never happened to anybody, ever. You feel like shit, and you know what you're getting with Subway. Subway, eat fresh. Subway, eat about as fresh as last week's garbage can receptacle contents. That's what's funny about it. Subway, eat fresh. But we know what we're getting, people. We know what we're getting out of Subway. It's not surprising. I don't mind Subway, but for the record, I'll eat at Subway sometimes. Once every blue moon, I'll eat at Subway. When I do, I usually get like a turkey or I'll get a chicken. Sometimes I'll get the egg sandwiches there are halfway decent, but I always do flatbread. Or the wraps there are pretty good. I don't mind the wraps at Subway. You get a chicken or a steak wrap, and I know I just shit all over the steak, but I don't care. See, I know what I'm getting when I go. It's the same thing with Taco Bell. People are like, did you know Taco Bell has grade D meat? Yeah, I don't fucking care. It tastes delicious. I want to eat it. I don't care if I feel like fucking shit. I'm not going to Taco Bell to feel like $1,000. If I wanted to do that, I'd eat chicken, broccoli, and rice every day forever. And I do most of the time, but sometimes I want a treat. So I'll go to Arby's and I'll eat a hot beef sandwich. And then maybe I'll go to Subway and I'll eat a meatball sub with extra Parmesan and mozzarella. And I'll stuff my fucking fat face and lay on the couch for 4 hours. And I'll watch Parks and Recreation and regret everything. But that's my decision. I'm free. Just like I'm free to buy stocks. You can't restrict my decision to buy fucking stocks. You're not gonna try to deter me from buying Subway or any of these other shit. So shut up. Shut up. But hey, we're not surprised by this. No one's surprised by this. Sorry. Can you imagine someone reading this headline? Subway tuna, not made of real tuna. Oh, wow. Now, if I read something about how Craig's, maybe the truffle in the truffle mac and cheese, that's not real truffle. Okay, I'd go, hey, Craig's, that's expensive truffle mac and cheese. I better be getting real truffle in there. Or La Scala in Beverly Hills, the salads there, you find out the garbanzo beans aren't organic. I'd go, hey, La Scala, hey, that's a little surprising because your salads are $19. They're delicious and worth every penny. I'd probably drink their salad dressing plain because that's how delicious it is. I would take a bath in their salad dressing if it was socially acceptable. And if I found out that had pesticides in it, I'd go, hey, La Scala, what are you doing, dude? But no one's surprised by Subway. So lastly, it's been raining here in LA. It's raining in LA. Hey, what that reminds me of? It's raining in LA. Do you guys remember when I talked about my landlady? That was the name of her. That's what this is up here. You see that? Sally Champlin, that's the name of the title. It's raining in LA.
Raining in LA.
Oh,
it's raining. Raining in LA. It's raining.
Raining.
Oh, I needed sunshine.
Why is she? The noises she makes. Hey, that's sexually suggestive, Sally.
Rain.
Raining in LA. So this is a segment called Raining in LA.
But it's raining in LA.
So I bring that up because it rains in LA maybe 5 to 10 times a year. That might be an understatement, but in the last couple of years, at least, it hasn't been that bad. There hasn't been a lot of rain. It's very weird here. People here freak out. They don't understand, like, what to do when it rains, which is hysterical. And it's hilarious because people think they're like driving in the snow. And as a Midwest boy, as a corn boy born and raised in Indiana, that's child's play bullshit. No one cares. It's easy to drive in the rain. It's hard to drive in the icy snow. And even driving in the regular snow is easy. And people here seem to freak out. It's very funny. And the city is not designed for any kind of weather elements because it's perfect here 90% of the time. And so when it rains, it's crazy. And last week we had a prediction that it was going to rain for like 4 days in a row. And now, was that prediction correct? Nope, it wasn't. You know why? Because meteorologists are scam artists. I can't imagine an easier job in the entire world than a meteorologist in LA. They just sit back every day. They eat a popsicle and they suck down milkshakes. And they eat their Subway tuna sandwiches with their feet up at their desk. And someone goes, "Hey, Bob, what's the weather going to be like today in LA?" He goes, "I don't know. It's probably nice. It's 70, a high of 72 and a low of 50, maybe." And they're like, "Sounds good to me, Bob. Enjoy your popsicle and your tuna sandwich." And he goes, "Thanks, Cheryl. And back to you." That's what they do. That's what being a meteorologist, and it means nothing. These guys are wrong 80% of the time. They don't do shit. They just guess on everything. "Well, we have a cold front coming in here. It's November." And in their head, they're just thinking, "Well, it's probably going to be cold. It's getting later in the year. It's going to get a little chillier." They don't even look at the graphs or the tortographs or whatever you're supposed to look at. The atmospheric pressure of the windmills in the northeast. And they go, "Well, it's getting colder out. It's November. So it'll probably get colder. So, if you look at the western front here, all is quiet from the wind, and it's going to get cold. So bring your earmuffs and your Gore-Tex jackets to Runyon Canyon." People do that, by the way. People wear earmuffs when it gets below 50 degrees here. It's hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical. They're such pussies. "Oh, no, my ears might get a little nippy." And they're not right. It'll get cold for like a day, and then it's back to nice. It's fine. It's like, it gets kind of chilly here, but that's it. In the wintertime, sometimes it gets down to like 30 if it's at the coldest. Oh boy, I'm running out of battery. That's not good. It might cut me off. Oops. But that's it. And the fucking weather guys are always wrong. And I have a problem with just meteorologists in general. Have they ever been right about anything? They're always like, sometimes in the Midwest and stuff where there's actually weather, they probably actually have to do work. But there's been so many times in my life where you're planning something and it's like, "Oh, it's supposed to rain." Like they said, it was supposed to rain all day, Thursday, Friday. And granted, it did rain a little tiny bit, but it didn't rain all day. And it certainly didn't get as cold as they said. And this is a stupid rant to be on because it makes me look like an asshole. But tell me I'm wrong. There's an easier job in the world than a meteorologist in LA. "Hey, Chris, what's the weather like today?" "Probably nice." "What's it like for the month?" "Nice, probably." "I don't know. Mark it down as probably fine." "All right, Chris, thanks so much." "Thanks so much, Chris. You nailed it. It's nice." So that's the segment for today. It's raining in LA.
It's raining in LA. Outside my window.
Tell them, Sally. All right. So we're getting done now. We're running about. But if the thing runs out, I have 5 minutes left. And if the camera dies, then so be it. Maybe the episode gets cut short. But that'll just be story of my life for not charging the camera. And that's my fault. And I apologize for that. But before we go, we haven't been to Reddit in a while. And I wanted to go to Reddit because I miss Reddit. And I miss the people there. And I miss the psychopaths who post about their stupid problems that aren't that hard to deal with. And so that's what we're going to do. And here's a perfect one from relationships subreddit. Hey, we're doing advice from strangers on the internet. And this one seems a little fake based on the title, but we'll see. I am a 25 female husband who's a 29 male, used a stimulus check to buy Dogecoins. Hey, how appropriate for today. We're talking about Dogecoins, and now someone's using their stimulus check to buy Dogecoins. Both of us are not working and living off savings. We have a 2-year-old. My husband recently got a stimulus check, and today he told me he spent it all buying Doge crypto coins. Good man. Solid choice. I asked him why he would take such a big risk with our very limited income, and he just keeps saying that he believes it will make us rich soon. After pressuring him all day about this, I found out he spent more than $2,000. Whoops. He keeps saying it's a smart investment. True. But to me, it seems like gambling. He told me the reason he did it is because he saw Elon Musk make a meme about it. It sounded so idiotic that I thought he was trying to prank me, but then I looked at his bank statement and I found out it was true. This is sounding kind of fake. I took away his card and phone so he wouldn't continue to throw away our money. I'm not sure if he has a problem or if he's just temporarily attracted to all this craze going on right now. I don't know how to handle the situation. He was always careful and smart with our finance. What should I do? I don't think this is real, but let's pretend it is for a minute. That's hilarious. And I support your husband 1,000%. Dogecoin to the moon. We're taking it up to the moon. I bought a lot of shares, a lot of Dogecoins, whatever you call it. I don't know cryptocurrency very well. And we're going to go up and blast off to moon. To moon. And then and then Mars. And then Jupiter. And then Uranus. Get your mind out of the gutter. And I support this. He's a smart guy. Play the game. Gamble a little bit. I don't think it's real. So, and this is not investment advice, by the way, for legal reasons. And don't ask for advice from strangers on the internet. How about that, you stupid bozo? Talk to your husband about this. But I don't think this is real. This sounds fake as fuck. But it's appropriate for today. That's why I read it from the thing. I mean, I didn't really do much research into it, but that's fine. What am I going to do? Am I the asshole? Oh, am I the asshole one? This one's good. Am I the asshole for yelling at our sitter? And I only have 2 minutes, 20 seconds left. Let's get through this. My wife and I are at odds over this. And though I believe I am in the right, I am open to others' opinions. Our kids are 2.5 and quite a handful. They have speech delay, don't really listen, and aren't potty trained. I tend to just give in to avoid their crying and tantrums. Hey, you sound like the worst parent ever. My wife believes discipline will help, but it just leads to more tears and no progress. You guys stink. You stink as parents. That's why your kids stink. Recently, we started going back to work and hired a college student to watch the kids. Stinky decision. She's very caring and obviously loves working with the kids, and my wife considers her a good friend, and we can trust her with the children, but I haven't seen improvement. We told her how we want our kids potty trained and talking soon, and while she definitely takes good care of the kids, there's no improvement. Hey, did you just want to hire someone to raise your kids? Because that's what it sounds like. The other day, I came home to the twins crying, and the sitter told me that one of them had ripped her clothes off and gone to the bathroom on the floor during nap time, and I lost my temper, and I told her that it wouldn't have happened if she had worked with the kids the way she should have. I told her, you're such a fucking cock, dude. I told her that I expected the kids to have been progressing more by now. She left soon after and must have texted my wife that night apologizing because my wife is pissed. Good, she should be, you dick. She said it wasn't a college student's problem to raise our kids. True. And she's here to watch them and add on to what we build as parents. Correct. While I understand they are our kids and I don't think my wife is right, if you're in charge of the kids, you should be teaching them manners and speech and potty training them. No, dude, no. Are you an LA dad, whoever wrote this? You must be an LA dad because you don't want to raise your kids. You want someone else to raise your kids for you and they're just little pets to you. That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, of course you're the asshole. And I think you knew that. But you just wanted to come on Reddit to see if you were 100% sure that that was the case. And guess what? You are a dick. You are such a dick. And I don't like you. And we're going to run out of time. But babysitters aren't supposed to raise your kids. Fuck, I'm gonna lose my train of thought here. But I'm gonna start it again, but I'm gonna keep going here. So just look at this picture of the Dogecoin meme. while I restart the thing. I'll be right back. All right, and we're back. Thanks to editing magic. And I still might run out of battery now because I'm unprepared. And that's the thing. Anyways, back to my train of thought. This guy's an asshole. Don't yell at your babysitter for that shit. You're such a stupid, awful, moron parent if you expect a babysitter to raise your kids, especially someone in college. Get your shit together, man. Be a better parent. How about that? Giving into your kids' tantrums? You're such a fucking idiot. You're not hurting anyone but the kids, by the way, and that's why this makes me mad. You're a selfish asshole. Let's do another one. Okay, let's do another one. Am I the asshole for refusing to pay my friend for her work? So I, 26 male, needed to go on a business trip earlier this week, but unfortunately I wasn't going to be able to bring my dog. Needless to say, I was going to have to get a dog sitter to look after him while I was gone. I asked my friend, who's a 25 female, to do it for me. Since we had known each other for a long time and I trusted her, she's vegan, and this will be important later, I had supplied her with plenty of dog food and some very specific instructions. And I think we see where this is going. When I got back, my friend was still in my house pouring food into my dog's bowl. I noticed that the kind she was using was different from the kind I'd given her. I asked her if that kind had run out and why she hadn't told me about it. I told her to call me if there were any complications. She then told me that she had thrown away the dog food I gave her and instead used vegan dog food. And there it is. Of course I was angry with her, but it didn't end there. Apparently she had thrown out all the meat in the fridge, including the expensive lobster that I was saving for later. I immediately saw red and told her to get out of my house. This is the part where I may be the asshole. Uh-oh. While she was leaving, she brought up the topic of her pay for dog sitting. I then told her since she had thrown up my personal property without even attempting to compensate for it, I wouldn't be paying her. She started throwing a fit and refused to leave my house unless I gave her the money. I eventually had to threaten to call police to get her to leave. This doesn't sound like a very good friend of yours. You probably don't know her very well. I think I'm in the right, but my family and friends keep blowing up my phone telling me what a jerk I am and that I should pay for her work. Why do your family and friends care? If I told my family that I didn't pay a babysitter or a dog sitter or something, they'd be like, wow, okay, that's a dick move, but I don't care. Unless they knew that person personally and she was bitching to them. It's weird. The food she threw away was definitely worth more than what I was going to pay her. Am I the asshole? Well, dude, I don't think you handled it well. You need to keep a straight face when this shit happens and assess the damage, obviously. You need to explain to her, all right, look, you threw away my lobster, which I don't know why you're buying lobster, by the way. Lobsters are bugs. They're bugs of the sea. You're eating a bug from the water, first of all. So shame on you for buying lobster. Gross. But explain to her, you throw away the food without telling me, and then you're feeding a dog vegan dog food. I'll pay you the difference, or I'll pay you less. Maybe I'll pay you $10 or something just to get you to fuck off. But we're not friends anymore. I'm done. But threatening to call the police, this chick clearly wasn't a very good friend of yours. It sounds more like an acquaintance or someone you worked with that you kind of know. And also, this chick's a dick. By the way, I don't think you're the asshole for doing that. I mean, she's the asshole here for sure. And fuck this chick. For the vegans that do this stuff should be publicly executed. And is that harsh? Yes, but I also think it's fair. I think it's fair because you are a human and you can make your own choices. But animals don't do that. And by the way, it's not good for animals to be vegan. This has been proven time and time again in studies. You have vegan cats, not good for them. They're meant to eat meat. Vegan dogs, not good for them. They're dogs. It doesn't fucking matter. The shit, the meat and stuff that they're eating, by the way, is like scraps and stuff from the shit we get. So it's at least I think it is. And I'm talking out of my ass here when I say that. I really have no idea if that's true or not. But I'm totally guessing and hopefully I'm right. But if you're one of these people who feeds their pets vegan shit, you're just a dick. I'm sorry, but you're a dick. So that's it for me. You are a bad person if you do that type of stuff to your animals. Your animals don't deserve to do that shit. My sister's vegan and she has cats, but she doesn't make her cats vegan because cats are supposed to eat meat. Do you care about your animals? Feed them what they're supposed to fucking eat. You stupid, dense idiot. So that's it for me today. Wow, all over the place today. I was a scatterbrain. But you guys know that's how I am. That's not much of a surprise, is it? I don't think so. Go to my stuff. Follow me on TikTok at Matthew Thomas. Go to What the Heck Pod, WTH Pod on Instagram. Follow me there if you don't already. Subscribe, like, share with your friends, all that crap. Follow me on Victory. Go subscribe to Victory Lap Media. All these episodes are on YouTube. And buy some Dogecoin. It's not financial advice. This is obviously a joke for legal reasons, but that could be fun for you. So we'll see you guys soon. This is a fun loosey-goosey Saturday episode. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the content. Expect much more. Remember, you guys are early adopters. You're here first. It's only a couple hundred of you who listen, and I appreciate that, and I love you very much. But we're going to grow this thing to the moon, just like Dogecoin. So stay with me. Stick with me. Help me build this. I love you all so much. Hope you have a great weekend. And it's going to be Wednesday when you hear this, but that's fine. I love you. Talk to you later. Goodbye, mate. See you later. Bye, bye, bye.